McEnterfer, Sarah. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, April 2nd, 1905. Dear Sarah, I am feeling quite well this morning. Yesterday I was strengthened to speak for 1 hour at the sanitarium. I spoke from the third chapter of Malachi, and the Lord gave me freedom. The chapel was well filled, and all listened attentively. Doris took down my talk, and it will be written out as soon as he can get time. I spoke of the needs of the work in Washington, and of the importance of our now doing our best to advance the work there, that unbelievers may see that having begun the work, we are able to finish it. I also mentioned the calls that are constantly coming in from foreign fields for men and means with which to carry on the work. After I had finished, Elder Taylor spoke a few words. He said that after such a discourse, it would be but appropriate to respond by taking up a collection for the work in Washington. I did not stay till the close of the meeting, but I heard afterward that a contribution of $190 was taken up. We have decided that it shall be made up to $200. A week ago, Elder Irwin spoke at the sanitarium on the needs of the mission work in the Malay Islands, where Elder Munson is working. He did not ask for a contribution, but $25 was raised for him. We all feel greatly cheered and encouraged by the result of yesterday's meeting. I am none the worse for speaking, but really feel stronger. Mabel comes over every day and gets the dinner for us, while Sister Carlson is doing some sewing for her. I am glad that things could be arranged in this way. I think that Mabel's wardrobe will be in a very good condition. We are all hoping and praying that the treatment which you are taking for your eyes will prove successful. You need not feel that you must come home till you are fully ready. But we shall be very glad to see you when you can come. It seems strange and unnatural without you. We believe that the Lord God of Israel will help you. We depend upon him to save to the uttermost, for he is our Redeemer. I hope that your eyes will be improving all the time you are away. I know that you have suffered much, and if you are permanently relieved, we shall be so thankful and will give thanks to the Lord. We are all of good courage. I shall ride out today, for it is a beautiful day. With love.